are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, this doctor needs a computer doctor. My computer is down again. Well, Dr. Dahlia, why do you need a computer? You're supposed to be so smart. You're supposed to know all the answers. Well, I still need my computer. I need to see the clock. I still need to communicate with Kyle, who's working the dials. I don't like looking at a blank screen. I think there's nothing more irritating than looking at a blank screen. And I've already been stressed. Remember yesterday? I have clumps of hair coming out the last couple weeks. It slowed down a little bit, but also I haven't touched my hair. I've been losing my hair, and I don't know why. I have not touched my hair. I haven't combed it. I haven't brushed it. I didn't wash it for the last 24 hours. I am scared to death. I don't want to lose any more hair. Now, my husband's like, well, I don't see it. It looks the same to me. You're always hairy. No, I can feel it. So I've been losing my hair. So now, especially with the way the phone is, or the computer is, phone is working. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I can talk to you. I just can't see you. Not that we could really see you in the first place. Yeah, somebody said, Dr. Dahlia, I could FaceTime you on the iPhone. No, we aren't set up. No, I don't want to FaceTime on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I could come up with like a camera, but then you'd see me pulling out my hair and my hair falling out. Oh, man. All right, but here's the thing. What I could do is while we're working on my computer, I do have some emails. Sorry, guys, but this is a good one. This is a good one, but really quickly, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, this is a good email. I'm actually glad that my computer's down because then I don't have to do medical news yet. We'll do medical news in a little bit. I've got to probably reboot. I'll give this computer a boot. Dr. Dahlia, I run a small business and have 10 employees. I love iPhones. I could just read. I could do my show off my iPhone. Dr. Dahlia, I run a small business and have 10 employees. I think they hate me, but it's Christmas time, and I have to give them something. Why do they hate you? I'd like to boost morale and reward them, even though some of them are lazy, and I catch them texting and Facebooking frequently throughout the day. What do you suggest I do as a Christmas bonus if I should give them one at all? Oh, wow. This is good. I know it's Christmas time. Bosses, you got to do it. You got to do Christmas bonuses. All right, here's the thing. Okay, there's a couple issues, all right? First of all, if you think your employees hate you, that's not good. You never want to be a boss where you're hated. You want your employees to fake liking you, okay? If your employees are blatantly hating you, get rid of them. You don't need that because the employees are what's hurting morale, okay? Now, if you're yelling at them, if you're berating them, if you're making sexual innuendos, okay, you got to do something. You got to get the heck out of there. But, you know, if your employees are running around with an attitude, disliking you, disliking their job, you got to get rid of them. Okay, they're not happy, put them out of their misery, and that's going to hurt morale. I mean, if you're honestly being, you know, a typical employer, making sure, you know, work gets done, giving people duties, making sure they're done, and you're not being abusive, then I don't want to blame the staff, but honestly, staff that's walking around acting like they hate the boss, they don't belong there. Why are you paying their paycheck, okay? You want your staff to pretend they like you, like my staff. Yeah, my staff, I love my staff. I am so grateful to have my staff. But I know they don't really like me. How could you really like somebody like me? Right? You know, I don't mind talking about this on air. I probably should talk about it when they can hear me because they don't listen to my show. Why would they want to listen to my show when they have to deal with me all day? But I think in certain ways I'm really, really annoying. Like, for example, if I come late, right, if I come into work late, I don't walk in and say, my bad. I start yelling at them, why didn't you have the patient ready? Why isn't everything ready for me? I don't mean to do that. You know, I think back and I go, oh, that was cruel. Why? You know, I'm the one that came in late, but then I yell at everybody else because nothing's ready. I don't, you know, and so as bosses, we do things that we really shouldn't. You know, I lose my pen, I blame them. I lose my stethoscope, I blame them. My prescription pad's missing. Rather than saying, oh, you know, ladies, do you guys see my prescription pad? I go, who stole my prescription pad and is writing themselves Lortab? You can't do that. Okay, so, you know, and I do apologize. You know I turn her on them sometimes, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tell you. I know you're not a drug addict. Yeah, I realize I left the prescription pad on the back of the toilet seat when I went to the bathroom because I didn't want to flush it in the toilet. You know, and so, you know, so one thing you could do to boost morale is, and we're not even talking Christmas yet. I'll tell you what to do for Christmas in a second. But, you know, if you really want to boost morale with the staff, one is admit when you're wrong, okay? Admit when you're wrong. Now, I mean, but of course, you know, make sure you don't, you know, put yourself into a corner. You know, like, for example, if a girl said, oh, my God, you touched my boob. And you're like, did I really? I don't even remember. All right, my bad. No, no, you got to be careful, because if you didn't touch a boob, you don't want to admit that. But like, for example, if I had a grumpy day, if I was grumpy, I will say, look, guys, I am sorry I was in a grumpy mood. It's not you guys. I just, you know, felt like blaming you for everything. I'm sorry. You know, if you call it like it is, I think that warrants you some respect. And tell them when they did a good job. One of my nurses was really fast today, and even though I was griping all day, she did an amazing x-ray. She did it in very good speed, and I go, damn, that was really good. You know, now, and I think they need to hear that. So if you want to boost morale, you really need to commend things that need commending. And if you think you went a little bit off the deep end, say, look, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I'm constipated, hemorrhoids are flared up, my prostate's enlarging, something, okay? But personalize it a little bit. Okay, so Christmas time, what do we do for gifts? And then what to do if your staff really sucks. If your staff really sucks, we'll talk about that after the break. But I think one really good thing to do for morale is the Christmas party. I really do. I think, you know, letting them see you with your pants down, wrong analogy. letting them see you with your pants down. What's it called? Letting them see you with your wall down. What is the analogy I'm looking for? Letting them see you with your something down. Oh, my computer's back up. Thank God. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Your hair down. Your hair down. Come right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
But that's okay because I'm still not done talking about staff and how they don't like their bosses and how my staff may not like me even though they're awesome staff and what to do with Christmas presents, etc. Okay, and I meant to say, you know, it's good to have a Christmas party so they could see you with your hair down, not your pants down. Okay, I really apologize. I don't know what kind of Christmas parties you all are having, all right, but it should be a party where you let your hair down, okay? Oh, what's that song, Let Your Hair Down? We gotta find that song. Okay, okay, so we're talking about how, you know, sometimes we abuse our staff, we don't realize. I can't sing the song, Kyle. We got Kyle working the dials, trying to think of something, Let Your Hair Down. It's a real groovy song. I just can't think of it. I can't sing it on key. All right, well, we'll figure that. Anyway, okay. Oh, not my genre. What is your genre, Kyle? Please. Okay, so, you know, another thing I do to my staff that I think is really bad is I blame them if I'm behind on patients on how they scheduled the patients. Okay. So if I'm getting behind, I probably shouldn't admit this. I mean, I should probably talk to the staff and say, I love you guys and I'm sorry for being a witch. You know, I apologize, but I think I'm going through a confession right now. You know, I think I'm going through a confession because of this email that we received. So let's say I'm behind. And, you know, I've had patient after patient, and now it's like past 3 o'clock and I need to leave at 2:30. So instead of telling myself you're slow, I instead yell at the staff, why did you schedule me patients like this and not, you know, and not separate the physicals? Okay. Now, of course, you know, my staff had scheduled the patients probably weeks ago in advance. What are they supposed to do? And so I feel bad, but you see, you lay blame on your staff when you shouldn't. Okay. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, I know it was my fault. I was slow. I'm sorry. But I think staff takes a lot of abuse. They do. So Christmas time is one opportunity to, you know, kind of make up for it. The only problem is Christmas time is only once a year. I mean, you know, with the way I think a lot of us treat our staff, we really need to do Christmas time probably every week, honestly. But that's why you say thank you, you give raises, etc. Now, I have been asked, I get a lot of emails about job relationships and how to deal with staff and, you know, raises. I guess, you know, people like to ask me about relationships and stuff too, which is fine. I love the whole idea of the workplace because I'm a small business owner too. I don't just sit behind the mic. I've been running a business for years. And it's difficult. I mean, you have to come up with Christmas bonuses now. You have to send people baskets. You know, you have to send colleagues. Oh, my God, you got your family. You know, oh, man, and the bigger the family, the harder it is. Oh, that's hard. Then that's like gift certificate time. You know what we do? Sometimes we're like, you know what? You know, let's just all say we love each other and skip presents this year. I know it's bad, but, you know, a lot of us are having money problems, and it's tight. So, you know, what to do with your staff? We're talking about morale and how to raise morale. So I think a Christmas party does that. Christmas party is great because, you know, I think your employees like to see a personal side of you. I think it's wrong to not show a personal side. I think this whole business-like, devil wears Prada type of thing where you're very cold, I don't think that works well at all. Of course, you don't want to get too personal. You know, they really don't need to know about, you know, the reverse cowboy you like to do on Sundays. But it's, I think, really important for them to know that, you know, you are a person. You do giggle, you do hurt, etc. Because right now, with the way society is and, like, the Occupy protesters and has anybody tried to stop the terrorism yet? Really? Closing down ports? Isn't that an act of terrorism? I don't know what the Occupy protesters are doing today. But originally, they had a beef with the wealth and the greed on Wall Street. That's what the original purpose of Occupy Wall Street was. Now they're occupying ports and they're stopping commerce and they're preventing people from going to their jobs. I don't know what the hell they're doing right now. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, that's an act of terrorism and, you know, puts our national security in a vulnerable state. But I don't know what the governor in California is going to do about it, but that's for him. But what we are seeing is a general anti-rich, anti-employer mentality. We've been seeing this for years. All right. Might have started with Obamacare. Employers have to pay. We're going to make employers pay. We're tired of employers not paying for your health insurance. We're going to make them pay. Well, what did employers do to retaliate? They said, all right, I mean, if you're going to hurt our bottom line in this recession, we're just going to not hire any more people. Fine, we'll pay, but it's going to be bare minimum. Or we'll just pay the fine and you know, take it up the retroperitoneum. But you're seeing more and more when I'm watching the news and I'm watching these Occupy protests, and it's anti-rich. And you may not be rich. You may be an employer who's really not rich. All right, you got a small business, you got some employees, but the employer's the bad guy. And I'm seeing that more and more, which is making me a little nervous. Okay, I don't understand why there has to be riots. I don't understand why people having jobs can't get to their jobs, you know, if there's an Occupy movement in that city. Did you hear what happened? I think it was Palm Beach. The Occupy Palm Beach got moved because I think a circus performer had that lot. So they had to leave, and all they got was like a little patio. And then I guess they were upset. I think this was Occupy Palm Beach. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm watching this. I think it's ridiculous, but we have to watch it because we're starting to see more and more anti-rich. But my problem with this is nobody's defining rich. Okay, I can understand multi-billionaires, but it's extending lower than that. You're having the small business owner considered the bad guy in legislation, in these Occupy protests, in employee-employer relationships. And why is that? Okay? I mean, you're the employer. Yes, you're running a business. That doesn't mean you're rich. Okay, so here we are. It's Christmas time. What should you do? Well, yeah, I think you should give everybody something. Why not? And it has to be equal. You have to give everybody. You know, you can't go, well, this woman really I hate. No, you can't, because the girls and the men talk. The employees talk. So, you know, if you have people in the same, department, you need to. However, one thing that I had suggested to one of my listeners was he had said that it's time for a raise with some of his staff, but he can't give them a raise. All right. So what should he do Christmas time? Well, here's the thing. If you're going to be coming up with a bonus, see if you could calculate that into, you know, a raise. I think more people would like the raise. Another thing you could do is ask your employees. Sit with your employees. You know, I mean, us, you and I trying to talk on the radio, what the heck to give your employees, it doesn't make any sense. One thing you could do is sit down with your employees and go, look, this is where we are money-wise. All right? Well, this is where we are. I think you deserve a raise. Right? I'd love to give you a Christmas bonus, but my only fear is I don't know how things are going to be. Should I give you the raise? Do you want the Christmas bonus? What do you want? Give them some options and let them know they have some power. Also, let them know that they're being a part of the decision-making process. I do that with my staff a lot. When I have to order supplies, we go through like crazy. I don't know why. Patients steal the KY out of the rooms. Really, people? Really, the KY? I mean, you know, the Band-Aids, we get rid of. We don't have the Band-Aids in the rooms anymore. We don't have the cautery sticks. We don't have the alcohol in the room. We don't, but you need the KY there because, you know, if you ever have to examine a prostate or do your pelvic exam, the KY is always stolen. I can't stand it. Now, luckily, it's not that expensive. There's more expensive medical supplies, but for some reason, those tubes are always gone. All right. I don't know. Maybe they're on eBay. Maybe you could really get, some good money online. I don't know. But when we're having issues, you know, with our supplies or staff dropping bottles or, you know, I sit down with them. I go, okay, look, guys, I'm about to do the order. This is where we're at. Okay, we got to cut some corners here. I can't keep rebuying something that gets stolen. You guys are dropping the vaccine bottles, et cetera. What should I order in this next order, and what are we going to do such that we aren't just throwing money away? You know, and you get them involved. A lot of times it helps. We haven't had somebody drop a vaccine bottle now in 2 years. Okay? Now, I think that's a better way of handling it than somebody dropping the vaccine bottle and you going, what? What did you do? You know, you see, it's like, okay, look, guys, here's the problem. We have money issues. All right. We could either not stock the vaccine. All right. We could either not stock the vaccine because one of you ding dongs are going to drop it. No. You know, actually, the last vial that got dropped was my husband. My husband broke the last vial. So the staff was like, oh, man, Dahlia's going to find out. Dahlia's going to yell. Dr. Dahlia's going to throw a gasket. And then they're like, no, wait a second. It's her husband. So my husband, you know, crawls up to where I was sitting, you know, seeing that he dropped it. And I ripped him a new one because he's my husband. I could do that. Okay, so he needs a Christmas bonus too. But you see where I'm getting at, guys? It doesn't have to be cut and dry, but you got to think of something and use it as an opportunity to increase morale. If your staff was long overdue for a raise, then maybe do the raise as the Christmas bonus. I don't know, but sit down, talk to them, let them know what's going on. And, you know, I posted this on Facebook. I posted, what do you want from your employer this Christmas? One said, an assurance that we'll be around in a year. I think that's good. You know, somebody, Chris wrote, ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. True, it would be nice for the staff to go, you know, boss, what do you need from us? That is good. If you ever want to kiss up, that's good. Mary Beth said job stability. RM said respect. Bill said, I never felt that my employer owes me anything more than what I earned for doing my job. Oh, well, that's kind of nice. Another one to keep my job. Jan, I'd love to have a day off and not be on call. Oh, God bless you, woman. All right, when we come back, let's get to some more medical news. Hope that helped. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for not going away and staying with us through all our little computer issues. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I think the song is Lay Your Head Down, something like that, even though it's supposed to be on key. That song I got to find, and I want to play it on YouTube. Anyway, let's look at some of the phone calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm 52 years old, and I also have huge clumps of hair falling out, and I know all my girlfriends are, too. I'm seriously considering that the cause of all this epidemic of hair loss among women of all ages is due to the chemtrails. There's a documentary on YouTube that can be viewed called What in the World Are They Spraying? And the aluminum and barium oxides that they're spraying in the air have been linked to Alzheimer's, which is an epidemic right now, and to hair loss. So that's why we're losing our hair.
Well, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think I'm losing my hair for more than that. Yes, there's a lot of crap in the air. There's a lot of chemicals. Aluminum has scared the hell out of us for years because, you know, once they said us cooking on our Teflon, you know, skillets could cause Alzheimer's. Now I've been avoiding aluminum wrap. I mean, I don't think we have to be that paranoid like I've been. But yeah, no, I agree. There's a lot of crap in the air. I don't think though that's why when we lose our hair drastically, I think there may be a little more to it because we're exposed to crap every day in the air. I think I'm losing my hair because of stress, or I think it's just I got away with it so long. I mean, I was a very youthful 40, and now that I'm on the wrong side of 40, I think things are going to happen quickly. Some people age slowly, other people age in these big steps and like wrinkles. I don't have many wrinkles, but one day I think I'm going to like wake up and it's going to happen. You know, Matt Damon is doing the same thing. Matt Damon couldn't see anything and all of a sudden wrinkles. Viggo Mortensen, same thing. Viggo Mortensen, so smooth, so sexy, you know, his jaw, and then all of a sudden wrinkles, but he still looks sexy. Some people, they gray in their 20s, and they lose hair in their 20s, and they do it more gradually. I'll check that out. But no, I think my problem is I got, you know, two kids, a husband, you know, mother-in-law, office, radio show, deadlines, reports, you know, constipation and irritable bowel issues, mother, dogs crapping up the place, cats not letting me sleep. So I think that's the cause of my hair loss. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, hello, Dr. Dalia. This is Walter, the 53-year-old male, on that scrotum issue of the
hydrocele. From yesterday, yes. Hi, Walter.
You don't have to air this. I did hear your comment today.
So there's a message. It's okay.
Today is Tuesday, and I will follow that advice, and I do thank you very much, and I'll keep you posted on what happens.
Great, thank Walter. Thank you. You see, the Dr. Dalia Show can be a soap opera. For those of you that were listening yesterday, God bless you, Walter. Please keep us posted. A lot of you men have these recurring hydroceles. We're talking about the fluid that gets into the testicle and scrotum area, and then you either need an aspirator or you need surgery. So, you know, I told him he may need the surgery, get a second opinion. A lot of you guys deal with that a lot. I hope you examined yourselves after the show just to make sure you don't have any lumps or bumps where you shouldn't, and definitely get it checked out. See? It's like a soap opera. I know some of you are like, oh, my God, what happened to his tunica vaginalis? I'll tell you. All right? You just stay tuned, and you will get the next, you know, the next episode. All right? We'll make sure. Okay, really cool medical news. Apparently, the FDA is now going to be looking at approving an inhaled antipsychotic. Now, we talk about antipsychotics a lot on this show, and unfortunately, when you have somebody that's very combative, let's say with schizophrenia or bipolar, that come in and we need to medicate them, unfortunately, a lot of times they're being restrained and injected. I mean, you know, one floor over the cuckoo's nest isn't that far off. I mean, you know, you sometimes need, that's why we have a lot of big guys in the wards. You need people, you know, holding them down. And then we do medical restraint. But for some people that really come in, you know, really agitated and, you know, flinging things around and hurting people, we have to restrain and we inject. But now they've come up with a single-dose inhaler that enables rapid drug delivery, of course, with hopefully no need to restrain. You know, I mean, if you could puff it and you could have them breathe it in. And again, they're not agitated because they don't want the drug. They're agitated because they're in one of these attacks. And to calm them down without the old historic barbaric way, I hate to use the word barbaric. There's really, you know, not a lot of other ways we could do it when somebody's like that. It's called Loxapin. Would be administered no more often than once every 24 hours, and it would be just a simple inhaler. So right now it's going to be going through the FDA. Pretty cool stuff, you know. They're thinking. Yesterday we were talking about ostrich penises and emu. Did you guys hear about that? Did we? I don't know if we talked about it in this hour or the other hour, but scientists are really excited because there was this big evolutionary breakthrough in research where ostriches and emus erect differently than man. And other birds, okay? Man erects with blood. That's why we use Viagra and Cialis. Yet ostriches and emus erect using their lymphatic system, which is kind of your dumping system, your garbage system in your body, the lymphatic system that picks up infection. So we were all excited. Researchers all excited. They have an ostrich and an emu in the picture looking all erect and happy. Of course, those probably weren't the ones that were dissected or looked at. In fact, I don't know how they figured this out. They had to have dissected something. Somebody had to look up the feathers. Somebody had to. Okay. Now, the U.S. is going to be cracking down as usual. Okay. U.S. always cracking down. Whew, they're so tough. Cracking down. Well, now they're going to be cracking down on Medicare painkiller abuse. Okay, Medicare, they don't have money. We know they don't have money. So what they're going to do is they're going to go through each and every program and with a fine-tooth comb. Understandable, but again, I'm a little nervous about what's happening here. Now, a lot of people are on painkillers. A lot of people abuse them. They go to multiple doctors. They get the OxyContin, which is expensive. They doctor hop. And so, yes, this is adding a lot of money, a lot of cost to the taxpayer dollars. However, there's also a lot of people that are in chronic pain, and they can't afford to go to a pain specialist, so they go to the regular family doctor. The regular family doctor writes them some medicine, and they're like, you know what, I don't really manage this. I can only give you this much, but I can't give you more. So then they go to another doctor, and the other doctor says, look, I'll give it to you just as once, but I can't, you know. And so I think there's a lot of innocent people out there as well that are on chronic medicines that don't look so innocent, okay? You know, in medical school, I went to a program, thank God, that, you know, taught us to be very empathetic to people that were in pain. Don't look at somebody who's been taking chronic Lortab as a drug abuser or a drug addict. You know, look at them as they probably have a valid pain issue. And that's true, you know, but then you get somebody who steals your prescription pad. That's happened to all of us. I've had a pharmacy say, so-and-so added a 1 to your 30. Do you really want to give 130 pills? You know, so once you've seen patients defraud you, you get a little bit more, I guess, wise and wily about this. But unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that I think are going to fall under this, you're abusing painkillers, when they really can't go down a medical therapeutic path because of money or financial restraints. Let me tell you right now, though, okay, I don't know what's coming around the bend. I don't know if there's going to be arrests. I don't know what, because you aren't supposed to doctor hop. My recommendation is you sit down with your family doctor and you ask, what is the right path you should go? Does the right path include you going to a pain doctor and just getting your medicine from them? But if you're going to multiple doctors, they're going to crack down on you. And I don't want you in pain if you really need these medications. And you should be evaluated for why you're on those medications. All right, don't go away. We'll be back with more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia PhiladelphiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UTOPIASilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And if you want Dr. Dahlia in your city, just go to your radio station, give them a call or email them and say, bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to this town, and it will happen. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network, who makes this show happen. And we got Kyle working the dials tonight and also telling me when I'm using the wrong analogies and the wrong terms. And, you know, keeps me on my toes. Yesterday, we didn't get a chance to talk about rickets coming back. Remember rickets and scurvy? You know, pirates used to get this because they were vitamin C deficient with scurvy, and vitamin D deficient with rickets. Rickets is where you kind of have brittle bones and bow-leggedness. And, you know, I'm looking at a picture from the 1920s with a little schoolboy. He's walking around bow-legged, just not enough vitamin D. Well, they're starting to notice in Europe more and more cases, at least 760 cases of rickets. Well, rickets was supposed to be completely gone or annihilated once we got good nutrition. But with that good nutrition, we used to play outside. You know, we got some sun. We drank our milk, you know, had more vitamin D. And lately what we've been doing is keeping our kids outside of the sun, you know, keeping them indoors. Many of them are playing video games. Or slathering them up with sunblock. Many kids don't drink milk. They have milk allergies. And, yes, looks like rickets is making a comeback. You know, it's interesting. Whenever I have a child that comes into me who had, you know, fractured their arm or wrist or leg or whatever, 95% of them, if I ask a mom, are they a milk drinker, say no. You know, I really think there's something to our milk, our vitamin D, our sun exposure. And, of course, we've talked about this very often. I mean, I'm from the skin cancer capital of the world here in Southern Nevada. So, of course, I advocate staying out in the sun and covering up and sunscreen. But, you know, now we got rickets coming back. You know, we got all this kind of this weird stuff coming back. Vitamin D being linked to cancer and heart disease, even though a study came out last week saying, no cancer. Don't worry. You're good. But it's going to be interesting because somebody's going to have the cojones to come out and say, guys, you got to get some sun. We need X amount of sun. The Cowboys got sun. The Romans got sun. Greeks got sun. The Hittites, the Philistines, the Amalekites, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I mean, everybody got sun except this society. And we're noticing more and more issues from those of us that don't get sun. Now, of course, you know, I would rather be vitamin D deficient than have a melanoma. Okay, I could deal with vitamin D deficiency. I could pop pills for those. Melanoma will kill. So I don't want to make light of the fact that skin cancer is very, very scary and very deadly. But what I'm saying is there's probably a hell of a lot more to sunlight than just vitamin D. And we're going to eventually have to find that and, you know, appreciate it and then figure out how to bottle it up and give it to people in suppository form. Now, I can't tell you to do this, okay? As a doctor, I say cover up. But you know what I do is I don't sunscreen my hands or my arms so I get some real sun. That's what I do. And then I could at least look at the areas. Now, true, you could probably trigger a melanocyte to go AWOL, and maybe that melanocyte could go somewhere and, you know, turn melanomatous, you know. But I still like a little bit of my skin getting some sun. I just feel like, and the funny thing is my vitamin D levels are good. Vitamin D, anything D-related with me, double D, Dr. D, I got the D. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. News came out today saying tanning beds not only give you melanoma, but basal cell carcinoma as well. Basal cell is another form of skin cancer, not as bad as melanoma, but people think tanning beds is fake sun. Remember, you're getting UV radiation, and the UV radiation gives you cancer. So for those of you that are still tanning bedding, don't. Okay. Looks like there is a cilantro recall. Oh, Dios mio, me gusta cilantro, no! All right, apparently the FDA says 6,100 cartons of cilantro are being recalled after some samples tested positivo for salmonella at the distributor level. Pacific International Marketing has issued the recall, and the FDA says they and Pacific are liaising closely, really liaising closely. That sounds sexy. Pacific says the potential contaminated cartons come in 60, 30 bunches and 20. Oh, me gusta cilantro and mi burritos and mi tacos. Ooh, I'm muy deliciosa. See? All right. Again, this was just a salmonella recall. We also talked about yesterday there was a cooked chicken breast recall because of possible salmonella. What is it? Let me see here. This is a North Carolina poultry company. Listeria. That's right. 4,000 pounds of cooked chicken breasts may be contaminated with Listeria. I got to admit, Listeria monocytogenes, I look at genus and species all the time. I don't think there's anything prettier than the name Listeria. If we had a daughter, I probably would have, you know, Listeria, it's kind of pretty, right? You know, Salmonella doesn't sound that good. Yersinia pestis doesn't sound that good. E. coli. But Listeria is kind of pretty. Anyway, U.S. Department of Agriculture announced Friday that the House of Rayford Farms had to recall 18 to 22 boxes because of Listeria. Nobody got sick yet. Okay, remember, Listeria was the bug that brought down, you know, killed 30 people and caused a miscarry with the whole cantaloupe issue with Jensen Farms. Nobody's been sick yet. Okay, nobody's gotten sick yet from this, but they are recalling the pollo. Woo! It's muy pollo loco, see? Muy, muy loca. All right. Here's a study that came out saying working moms are healthier and happier. I'm a working mom. I is. You know, working moms. All right, I tell you what it is. I tell you what it is, okay? I have a lot of moms that are stay-home moms. And God bless them. I mean, these kids are nurtured well. They're well-loved. I mean, they're... I love my, my kids that are, I don't want to say homeschooled, but, you know, taking care of my mom, as opposed to like what I had to do. I had to dump in childcare, and then we brought them to the office, and then, you know, I couldn't touch them because I had staff on me from a patient, so the baby's crying for me, and I'm saying, you got to stay there. I can't touch you yet until I decontam, and, you know, I mean it. So obviously I think kids do better with moms, but here's the thing. A lot of moms can't handle it. All right. And no offense to the moms. I mean, you know, I logic dictates a lot of them, if they worked prior to pregnancy, they still need that adult interaction. And some postpartum depression, small amount could be because mom isn't back to her usual routine. Getting up in the morning, having to get dressed, you know, working 9 to 5, you know, doing that, getting in that role. Of course, taking care of a baby is infinitely more important. But I've had some moms where I said, look, you know, have your mom watch a baby for a couple hours a day. Maybe do a mommy and me class, have dad watch him. But why don't you work on something? Whether it's your music, whether it's your book, whether it's a part-time job. And I can't tell you how many less moms end up being on antidepressants if they're able to have that outlet. You know, my parents had a baby when I was in high school, and they had to work. And what would happen, and they had to sleep. So what would happen is I'd take care of the baby in the middle of the night a lot of times, and then because I didn't want them to wake up. I wanted them to be able to work. I'd go to school, and I was one of those brainiac kids, so I could be half asleep in school. It was nothing. All right, and so then I'd come home, then leave for work, and then I'd take care of my brother. My brother was 16 years younger than me. And then I'd probably sleep in between with him, and then they'd come home late at night, and I'd do my homework. What was the point of that, bringing up with kids? But I got to tell you, at some point when my parents would be gone all day, all right, or when I didn't have school and it was vacation time, you start getting a little squirrely. You know, I got sick of the Sesame Street and the Elmo and the Barney and the, you get sick of it. And I was craving for when I could, you know, be with my friends. And, you know, sometimes some people don't do well. They need to be around other moms, which is why I always recommend to like mommy and me groups. You know, where the kids play and the moms could talk to each other, going to the park, talking to the moms. But if you're home all the time, sometimes that could be an issue. So the study coming out saying working moms are healthier and happier, you know, those are for those moms that just after a while get a little squirrely. Some of you can handle it really, really well. Me, I never had that opportunity with the kids. I went back to work 3 days after my second kid, a week or two after my first. Luckily, though, with my second kid, I could bring him to work with me, so I could still be around him. But I still always feel guilty, you know? My kids are used to me, you know, working, and they really need kissies. Ooh, they also need ticklies, too. The kissies, those ticklies! They need their little feet! All right. And this is your stop. See ya. If it's not, please stay on for an extra hour. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Tickle feet!
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.